This recording is provided by Christian Missionary Fellowship International, Boston. You're welcome to make free distribution to friends. However, all for-profit distribution is a violation of existing copyright and other applicable laws. For more information about our churches, visit www.cmfiboston.org.
The second category of confessions is what I call daily confession of truth. The other one was daily confession of faith. This one, I have 12 confessions of truth. I will not handle the ones I handled in London. So I'll go to confession number 4. I confess that I've been crucified with Jesus Christ on the cross of Calvary, to all sins, to all my past, to myself, to my family, to my tribe, to my nation, to my race, to the world, and to everything in the world. I confess that I've been crucified. What is the meaning of that confession? Nothing shall hang on to me, and I shall hang on to nothing. Nothing. I've been crucified to all sins. There is no sin, no matter how tempting it is, that has power. I was crucified to it. Tell that seems to be the sin of your family, the one that comes from your bottom stomach. Tell the sin that you have been crucified to it. It is no longer your sin. You were crucified in the body of Christ. Keep confessing it. I'll go down to confession number 8. No, let me go to confession number 7. The blood of Jesus Christ shed on the cross of Calvary has atoned for all my sins, has forgiven, cleansed, sanctified, perfected, and made me holy and blameless in the sight and presence of God. So for me, I have summarized here the entire ministry of the blood of Christ for me. The blood has brought me into the presence of God. Brought me into the presence of God so in such a way that God has no quarrel with me. Confession number 10. I told you this one. God has called me as a son, servant, and helper of ZTF, and has appointed me leader of CMFI to ensure the accomplishment of our ministry's goal and the fulfillment of every promise of God made to ZTF. I'm confessing my call. You confess your call until you believe it. You keep quiet until one day you will doubt it. In fact, some of you need to confess, I am the husband of this. I am the husband of this, because maybe you have forgotten. You need to keep confessing. I am the husband of this. I am the husband of this. Confession number 11. We will succeed in Betwa. We will succeed in Cameroon. We will succeed in Africa. We will succeed in the nations. We will succeed in the goal. We will succeed to ensure all that God intended through ZTF's leadership, because God is not the author of failure and has not called us to failure. So I confess the truth. Don't look for some positive thinking and start confessing it. You'll be a disciple of Norman Vincent Peale, not of Christ. Confess the truth. I confess that Jesus Christ has destroyed all the works of the devil on the cross of Calvary. All sickness, all diseases, all bondages, all curses, and even death. This one, I'm confessing the gospel. I confess it until I believe it. Because so many preachers soon do not believe the gospel. That's the second category of confession. What do you know to be true? Confess it. For many of you, you just even need to confess very simply. I confess that God gave me as a co-worker to Zach Fomum to labor for the goal of 1 billion people to come to Christ. You just need to confess it until your spirit is again baptized. The Bible says, watch over yourself that nobody steals from you your reward. Work out all that you know to be true. I prefer that you walk out the truth, especially the truth of the cross, and confess it daily. That is the daily confession of truth. I have the third one, which I will title the daily confession of victory. So I have my daily confessions of faith, my daily confessions of truth, and my daily confessions of victory. Confession number one. I proclaim that the earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof, the world and all that is in it. Satan is not yet in charge of America. The Lord, the earth, is the Lord's and the fullness thereof. The world and all that is in it. I need to keep confessing it before I soon start seeing myself. Especially when you confront people of other faith and you confront the fact that they have a completely different worldview and that they do not believe in the centrality of the cross, and you start wondering whether your own faith is not the result of the circumstances in which you grew. Especially those who have a mental Christianity, it is easy for them to lose their faith. For the only way to truly know God is to taste and see that the Lord is good. When you stop the tasting and start the reasoning, you may lose your faith. I proclaim that the world, the earth, will be filled with the glory of the Lord, with the knowledge. No. I proclaim, I have to copy it out from the scriptures, that the world, the earth will be filled with the glory of the Lord as the waters that cover the sea. The earth will be filled with the knowledge of the glory of the Lord as the earth, as the waters that cover the sea. The gospel will triumph. I confess it. It is in God's program. I don't belong to some marginal sect. I proclaim that Jesus Christ is Lord of each man and nation by the blood right of redemption. Everybody I see on the streets of America, Jesus has a right over that person. More and more, the theories of dialogue, the theories of democracy, the exaggerated conclusions of human rights may make you not understand that we think that people have a right over their lives. They don't. They don't. These are arrogant property of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ walking around. If you see them that way, you will approach them with the gospel and not fear them that you are interfering with their lives. Jesus does not interfere, because he is the owner. We proclaim that the finished work of Jesus Christ on the cross is sufficient and final for the salvation of all in all the nations. If you don't believe that one, you are not a Christian. The finished work of Jesus Christ on the cross of Calvary is sufficient for the salvation of everyone in every nation. So I proclaim the victory of the Lord on the scriptures, and then I proclaim the victory of the Lord in our ministry. We proclaim that the satanic prince of Yaounde has been overthrown to the glory of God in Christ Jesus. Now, these are particular victories. And I proclaim the overthrow of the seven principalities that God led Razak into. I proclaim them. Make up your own list so that you can proclaim the victory of the Lord. If you don't proclaim these things, life has a way of pressing us under. There is pressure, a pressure of fear, a pressure of doubt, a pressure of... Life has a way of pressing you under, pressing you under. You need to proclaim the victory of the Lord. Even on one day you will see yourself like Elijah and say, "Oh Lord, kill me. I am very miserable. Neither me nor my fathers." Imagine a prophet who has just killed 400 false prophets, praying like a wretched man, a fugitive from Jezebel. Somebody saw the power and the fire of God come down, and then he ran from a woman. The pressure can mount until you crack. You need to proclaim the victory of the Lord. The victory of the Lord. Now you are going to start. Stand up and proclaim that God is your father. He's seated on the throne. You are not an orphan.
And you should stop behaving like an orphan, some lonely, abandoned, forsaken psychiatric case in America. God is your father.
Amen.
Yes, proclaim it. You are not abandoned. You are not being forsaken. You are not alone. Proclaim it until your head gets out from under the water. And you can float again and be light. Let a few people pray.
Guide. Thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' name, amen.
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 Lord, I proclaim that Jesus Christ, as He owns every person walking on earth, every American. Lord, we confess that Jesus Christ owns every American in America. We confess that He owns every person living in America, every person visiting America, every person that we encounter in America by the right of the blood. And so we are not interfering in their lives and in their rights, but we're simply honoring what Jesus Christ already owns. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. Father, I proclaim that you are the living God, seated on the throne, and you are my Father. I'm not alone, because you will never leave me nor forsake me. As the world abandoned me, you will never do it, because you are my Father. And you are always there. You are always there, no matter what. I give you all glories in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen.
Amen.
Oh, Heavenly Father, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, I want to proclaim that Jesus is my Lord. I proclaim that Jesus is my Savior.
Amen.
I proclaim that Jesus is my Comforter. I proclaim that Jesus is my Refuge. I proclaim that Jesus is my Comforter.
Amen.
I proclaim that Jesus is my Provider. I proclaim that Jesus is the rock of our family. I proclaim that Jesus is the head of my family. I proclaim that Jesus is my light. I proclaim that Jesus is the way for me. I proclaim that Jesus is the truth of my life. Oh, I proclaim that the Lord Jesus Christ owns everybody in the United States. I proclaim that the Lord Jesus Christ owns everybody in the Twin Cities in Minnesota. I proclaim that the Lord Jesus Christ owns everybody in Minnesota.
Amen.
Lord Jesus Christ, I proclaim that you own everybody to whom I will be talking as you lead me to a street evangelism starting from this month, Lord. I proclaim that you own all those people that you will give me the chance to meet on the street and talk to them about you. I proclaim that you own them, Lord. And that I will be simply honoring you, Lord, and reminding them who their honor is, Lord. I proclaim that our ministry will succeed.
Amen.
I proclaim that our ministry is succeeding.
Amen.
I proclaim that the Lord is lifting our ministry higher and higher.
Amen.
In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Father, I don't need to demand my rights from slanderers or mockers or despisers, professional despisers. I don't need to demand my right from mockers. But Lord, I believe that I'm a successful person. I succeed spiritually. I succeed emotionally. I succeed materially. I'm a very successful person, oh Lord. And I proclaim that. Oh, Father, because the devil and all his agents and his host, oh Lord, they stand on the other side and they want to mock me. They want to jealous me. They are doing everything, oh God, but I'm not alone. I'm not alone, because you say you are not going to leave me alone. You are going to send a comforter and you comfort me, oh God. I bless you, Father, because this ministry is rooted, oh, on a rock, is built on a rock, and it will never be broken. Lord, you raise up people, you raise up missionaries international missionaries. You raise up international missionaries and you send them, and the whole world will be gained for you, O God. We bless you for everything that you have as a vision for the first and second phase and whatever, O God. You are Lord and you have gone ahead of us and you have already done everything, and we are just there like harvesters. We bless you, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Father, I confess that you are I am the daughter of the Most High God. I confess, O Father, that I have victory over sin. I confess that sin has no power on me. I confess in the name of Jesus that my family knows God. I confess that I am the daughter of God and I have found favor in your sight. Father, even at my job, I have found favor. I confess that I shall know success in that situation. I confess that I shall know success in all I do in the name of Jesus. I confess that I have been crucified with Christ. It is no longer I who lives, but Christ who lives in me. I confess, oh God, that I shall walk in the ways of God. I confess that I am victorious. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Lord Jesus Christ, I thank you for this wonderful opportunity to confess that I'm your son.
Amen.
I confess that you bought me with your blood. Then I confess that my name is written in the book of life.
Amen.
I confess, oh God, that when you come, Lord, you will take me so that where you are, I will be with you also. Amen. Lord, I confess that the church in Durham will be a mighty church.
Amen.
I confess that the church in Boston will be a great church. I confess that the church in DC, Lord, will be a mighty church. I confess, oh God, that the church in Atlanta will grow and grow and grow beyond measure. Lord, I confess, Lord, that the church in Arkansas, Lord, will grow and be a big church. Lord, I confess, Lord, that the church in Texas will be a big assembly. Lord, we thank you, Lord, because you are a God who succeeds. You are not a failure, and you have not called us to fail. You have called us to succeed, because you are a successful God. We will succeed, Lord. Oh, glory be to thy name. Glory be to thy name. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Father, I thank you that my name is written in the Lamb's Book of Life.
Amen.
I thank you, Lord, for the true gift of true, real salvation. I thank you, Lord, for walking out my salvation daily with fear and trembling. I thank you, Lord, for the gift of sanctification. I thank you, Lord, for stripping and purging and cleansing and breaking and molding and making. I thank you, Lord, that you are the potter and we are the clay.
Amen.
I thank you, Lord, for that breaking so that you can refine us and purge us, Lord God. I thank you, Lord, that Lord Jesus, as you are preparing to take your bride, you are sanctifying your bride and you are sanctifying us, Lord God. I thank you, Lord God, that even as the darts try to penetrate, Lord God, that we lift up our voices to you and we say that we cast down every thought and every imagination that would exalt itself against the blood of Jesus Christ and the knowledge of Jesus Christ. And we bring every thought captive into the obedience of Christ. Thank you, Lord, for bringing every thought captive into your obedience, Lord God. Even as we have learned today that we turn to Jesus and we turn to Jesus, let every thought be captive and subject to the blood of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Lord God, for dismantling all those lies that the enemy has built up over us. Thank you, Lord God, that your blood speaks over our souls. Thank you, Lord God, that your blood speaks over our souls. Thank you, Lord God, for dismantling the patterns, dismantling those lies that the enemy had ever built up over us. And thank you, Lord God, that the scriptures, Lord God, say that you yourself, Lord God, cast down every thought and every imagination that would exalt itself. Lord, we cast down those imaginations and thoughts, and we bring every thought subject to the blood of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Lord God, that we will learn to grow and see ourselves through your eyes, the eyes of Christ and the eyes of the blood that purchased us. Amen.
Amen.
Heavenly Father, I stand before you today, Lord, and I proclaim that I am a child of God. I proclaim that you are my Father. I proclaim that you yourself know my name. I proclaim that my name is written in the book of life. I proclaim, Lord, that our relationship, that we have a relationship, Lord, and that we meet together, Lord, and that you love me in a very, very special way. Lord, I proclaim that Lord is my, Jesus Christ is Lord over my life. I proclaim that in my life he's been a healer. I proclaim that in my life he's been a deliverer. I proclaim that in my life he has redeemed me to the Father, that I'm no longer someone on the wayside, Lord, that he's redeemed me to my Father, and I thank you for it, Lord. I proclaim that in my life, Lord, in my household, Lord, that he himself, he has come down and he's shown himself to us, Lord. And I just thank you for that deep and personal relationship with you, that you are my Father and my Lord and my Savior, Jesus Christ. In Jesus' name I pray, amen. Amen.
I proclaim that I am a child of God. I proclaim that I am a son, that God adopted me into his family through Jesus Christ. And that I am not fatherless. And that I'm not an orphan. I proclaim that God has given me everything that he has given to his son Jesus Christ. And that I'm co-heir with Christ. I proclaim that Jesus is my sanctification. I proclaim that Jesus is my holiness. I proclaim that Jesus Christ is my purity. I proclaim that Jesus Christ is my rest. I proclaim that Jesus Christ is my peace. I proclaim that Jesus Christ is my hope. I proclaim that Jesus Christ is my future. I proclaim that Jesus Christ is my health. And I proclaim that Jesus Christ is the head, is the Lord over my family. I proclaim that Giselle belongs to Jesus Christ. I proclaim that Ruth belongs to Jesus Christ. I proclaim that Charisse belongs to Jesus Christ. I proclaim that Esther belongs to Jesus Christ. Amen. I proclaim that Paul Samuel belongs to Jesus Christ. I proclaim that our baby belongs to Jesus Christ. I proclaim that Jesus Christ is the Lord and the head over the church in Ottawa. I proclaim that Jesus Christ is the owner of each and every inhabitant of Ottawa. I proclaim that Jesus Christ is the owner by right of creation and by right of redemption of each and everyone in Ontario. I proclaim that Jesus Christ is the owner by right of creation and of redemption of each and everyone in Canada. Amen. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, I confess that you knew me and knew my name before I was in my mother's womb. I confess that you had a perfect plan in my life before the foundation of this world. And I confess that my name is written in the book of life, which is the book of Jesus Christ. He came down on the cross and died so I can live. And today I proclaim that he is my purity. I proclaim that he is my heart. And I'm no longer an orphan. I proclaim today that he is my comforter. I proclaim that he is my buckler. I proclaim that he is everything to me. I proclaim that I'm no longer a rejection because he had accepted me. I proclaim, Father, that the vision that you have given to us, that I would carry that on. I would carry it on, Father. I am your disciple, and I proclaim that I would make disciples. I proclaim that I would evangelize, and so people can listen, and not only listen to your word, believe and obey Jesus Christ in the mighty name of Jesus. I proclaim that I will give you account of my spiritual life. I proclaim, Father, that I would have a daily encounter with you in the mighty name of Jesus. And I proclaim, Father, you know Marie Therese and her offspring, that you bring them all to you, that no one in my family would be left unsaved. I proclaim that all of them will be saved. And through them, the whole village, the whole country will be saved. I proclaim that you say in your word in Joshua 1:3 that where the bottom of my foot will touch, you will give it to me in possession. And I proclaim that you have given us this country in possession. So we will carry out your vision. So every single person in America would be saved. I proclaim, Father, that you what you build, no man can tear it apart. No man can separate what you have built. And that's the reason as to why, from California, you led me to Jesus Power Line so I can get saved the very first day I connected. Father, I proclaim that Jesus' power line is a success. Amen. That through Jesus' power line, the church of Washington, D.C. was born. I proclaim that that is success. That you're going to bring thousands and thousands of people to that church. Amen. Who would carry on your vision. I proclaim that I am a success. And that we are all a success. I proclaim that because we made the effort to come to this convention, that everything that we've been taught, you're going to bestow it into our heart so we live it every single day. In the mighty name of Jesus, I pray. Amen.
Amen.
Father, I just bless and I just worship you in your glory because I'm the princess of the Most High God. Father, I bless and I worship you, O God. Because I'm a blood child of God. Father, I bless and I worship you, O King of Glory. Because you are my victory. Thank you, Father, because your victory of the cross has become my victory. Father, I bless and I worship you because my resurrection. You're my favor, O King of Glory. I bless and I worship you, O God of heaven, because you are my husband, my father, and the father of my children. Father, I bless and I worship you, O King of Glory, Lord God. Because you are great and you have proved yourself great in my life. I bless and I worship you, O God, because all the words of my life, O God, all those words that were filled up, you have opened the words, O God. And Lord God, all the deposits, O God, will be manifest. Father, I just bless you. I just bless you, O God, for the well-conquered vision, O God, that you revealed to me, that I'll be part of it, O God, and will conquer America for Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Father, I confess that America will be conquered for you. Father, thank you because all walking on the face of the earth belongs to you, O God. You own them like, by the way of creation, by redemption. And we are not interfering in their lives, O God. That will go there boldly and preach this gospel, O God. And bring multitudes to you. Thank you, Father, because daily, O God, we feel with the power of the Holy Spirit. We feel the power of the Holy Spirit. As few men and women will go out there and win the world for you, win America for you. Father, I confess that you are leading the way. Because you are leading the way, victories are sure, and you have victories us. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Father, I bless your name. For Father, you are Alpha and Omega. You are the beginning and you are the end. And I proclaim the victory of Jesus Christ in America, God. I proclaim it in Durham, O God. For Father God, there's no one like you. You are the truth, you are the way, and you are life. And Father God, I seek your face, O God. I put you first in my life, O God. For I realize without you, I am nothing, God. But with and through you, God, we can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. And so, God, we proclaim the victory of Jesus Christ over our lives today, God, in the name of Jesus. For you are worthy, God. You are worthy to be praised, oh God. So we lift your name up, oh God. Because you said if you be lifted up, God, you would draw men unto thee, God. Oh, Father God, so we pray, God, that we will be a witness to the Gentiles, oh God, for your sake, oh God, and that they will be drawn into your kingdom, God. In Jesus' name we pray, amen.
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 Hallelujah.
Amen.
Let's stand up and just bless the Lord together.
Let's pray together. Bless. He is the great King seated on the throne, and he rules through the world.
Amen.
Let's bless him.
But I bless you, and I bless you because you are God. I bless you because you have been here, and I bless you for teaching. I bless you because you have been through my life.
Everything.
I bless you because I know you.
We are all coming from very far.
Not geographically, but just beginning to find each other. And I want to beg you to pray for us as we travel to Canada. I'm from Canada. The challenges are still great, but the Lord is on the throne.
Amen.
The more you look at problems, the weaker you will become. The more you look at Jesus, the stronger you will become. Andrew Murray, I don't know whether it's Andrew Murray. He says, I look back and I'm discouraged. I look around and I am depressed. I look inside and I am hopeless, I look at Christ and I can rest. Amen. I can rest. Those are the proper perspectives. You have seen nothing correctly until you have seen Christ in it. Amen. May God bless you. May he cause his face to shine upon you. Amen. And may he keep you. Amen. I want to beg you for a favor. My favor is that I want to beg you to speak evil of no believer. And I want to beg you to speak evil of no man. No matter what he has done to you. Your destiny and your future doesn't depend upon any man. There's nobody that has the power to ruin you. They only have the power to shape you. Even your worst enemy is a blessing. In the sense that, how else would you have had the opportunity to obey Jesus' command that says, love your enemies? At least when you have an enemy, you have an opportunity to obey Jesus by loving him. Speak evil of no man. People may differ from you. I am not saying that there are no evil intentions on the part of people. But nobody's evil intentions can stop God's plan for you. No one. God is stronger than men. If you start speaking evil of people and behaving as if your life can be spoiled by people, you have given them a power which they do not possess. Let Jesus be Lord. John said, no man can receive anything except that which is given to him from above. Receive what God has given to you and be happy. Amen. And pray that God will bless it and multiply it. Amen. But do not speak evil of any man. Some of the brethren are not here. Some of the brethren from Maryland are not here. They are not your enemies. They are your brethren. They are Brazak's children. If you love a man, even if you have no personal opportunity to demonstrate your affections for the person, you can be like David and accept broken-legged Mephibosheth for the sake of his father. And like the Bible says, who are you to judge another man's servant? To his own master he stands or he falls. And they will stand. They will stand. There's a lot of evil, a lot of evil speaking, but don't add to it. And I say it from my heart. Don't add to it. You don't need to create a fleshly kingdom. Let Jesus be our life. Let him be our fullness. Others can hate you. You don't have the luxury to hate. You are not permitted to hate. So don't go around and spread evil talk, even if it is true. Slander is not slander because what is said is false. Slander is slander because what you say, even though it is true, destroys another. I think most people have not understood what is slander. So most of the time, they believe that you can call something slander if you were, only if you were lying. Slander is not only when you are lying. Slander is all that destroys the name, the reputation, or the good feelings that someone has towards another through what you said. It is one of the sins of murder. Because slander is to kill whatever love another has for the one you are slandering. Why do you grudge to another the love that someone else can have for that person? That is slander. Who has understood me? Do not pull anybody down. If you are cursed, bless. If you are insulted, endure it. The Bible says that we should be like the Lord Jesus, whom when he suffered, did not threaten. Don't threaten people with curses because of what they have done to you. Don't. The Lord is on the throne. He causes his rain to fall on the righteous and the unrighteous. If God can be so generous, we can at least be like him. The Bible says when Job forgave his friends who had done so much to hurt him, God restored his prosperity and increased him. Forgiving and somebody who has hurt you is not so much that you have done something for him, but that you have freed God to do something for you. Please free God. Losing God to do something for you. Enlarge your heart. Enlarge your heart. It's better to suffer than to revenge. Choose the pathway of suffering. You choose the pathway of losing than revenge. The joy of revenge cannot stand the glory of the Lord. It cannot. My second plea is that I want each one of you to give yourself to your assigned task. The future of our ministry does not depend on what Brother Theodore does with it, but with what you do with it. The future of our ministry does not depend on what the elders of Yaoundé do with it. It depends on what you do with it. If God has you, then nothing is lost. And if God cannot have you, looking at what this one is doing or what this other person is doing is of no use. Close your ears so that you can face your assigned task. You will not be rewarded for hearing all the information from Yaoundé or Betwa. You will be rewarded for being faithful and good and doing what God asked you to do. Let the tensions that exist amongst you end. let the suspicions that exist amongst you end. It is better to be wounded 10,000 times by brethren that you trusted than to develop suspicion towards the brethren to protect yourself. Why not rather lose? Why not rather be wounded? I have vowed to myself that nothing that was done to me in the past will condition how I behave in the future. I may miss gold and diamond because I'm too anxious to protect myself from past carbon. If I love somebody and hug somebody, and the person gave me the keys of Judas, and I say I will never hug and kiss another person, I may miss the greatest love of my life. Why fill the pages of the future with the mistakes of the past? It's folly. Let each day be an adventure. You don't know what God holds out for you. The scripture says, surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. Look out for God's goodness and mercy. They are the faithful detectives. Let them catch you. They are God's own heavenly detectives. Goodness and mercy. May they catch you. Allow them to arrest you every day. Don't let the pages of tomorrow, which do not yet have anything written there, be filled with the things that have happened in the past. Don't. I am the Lord that makes all things new. Let Him make all things new. Amen.
Amen.
So do, that's my plea to you. Speak evil of nobody. And do not become a consumer of evil news from whatever source. You are what you eat. That's an American slogan. You eat gossip, you'll be an evil man. There's no one that listens to gossip who can be good. You are what you eat. Mind your spiritual diet. And God bless you.
Amen.
And bless you.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
The confession is so good. So good that I'm wondering why we're stopping.
Myself.
I wish we could go on and go on and go on. I know I have to be at work on Tuesday though. But what we are receiving, brethren, is so juicy. It's so juicy. It's so edifying. It's so inspiring that we need some more. I don't know whether we'll be doing justice to let our brother leave from here without telling us when he will come back. Because when he comes and stalks us like this, how do you think we will survive without you? You come and give us some good thing. You start us, we're so hungry now, and then you're not saying when you come back. Huh? For real. I don't know how you feel, but I'm just saying how I feel in the inside. Because I have been blessed.
Amen. Amen.
I have been blessed,
Amen.
And I have been blessed,
Amen.
And I have been
Amen.
Blessed. Said that God is very faithful. He answered all our prayers. I didn't have time to write down the things, but it's like everything we pray for, brethren, has been answered. Everything I remember the sister said, he said, we should pray that people who have unresolved issues, people who have unanswered questions in their lives, that by some divine means, as we go on with the convention, people will live here with their questions answered. Amen. And the Lord has done that because somebody whispered to me. So, God has been very good to us. Very, 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 very good to us. I don't know whether we should lie down and worship him, or we should stand up and clap to him, or we should start shouting and dancing, because he's been very good to us. The only one thing that has not worked is, you notice the big hall up, right? That was where we were supposed to be having the meetings. But then by some attack, the AC will not work and the things there will not work. And it was just impossible to fix them. That's why we are kind of pressed here. But however, we had a good time.
Amen.
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 So the enemy cannot stop us.
Amen.
So when a conversion is so good like this, how do we conclude it? How do we conclude it? But I've been my namesake. Tell me, how do we conclude this thing that is so juicy? Yes? True. Okay. When we know all of that, we'll go and obey, go and put everything into practice. Go apart and go on a personal retreat. And meet God. And sort out things, and get the CDs and listen again and again and again. But we want to begin to say thank you, Brother Theodore, for coming.
Amen.
We thank you so much for coming.
Amen.
It costs you so much to come. And we thank you that you value us. If you do not value us, you will not abandon the whole world to come to us. So we are very grateful. And God knows that we are grateful.
Amen.
We're not in the business of flattering anybody, but God knows that our hearts are grateful.
Amen.
And we thank him because he's been in our midst.
Amen.
And we thank God because he's used you to minister to us.
Amen.
We are certainly not the same.
Amen.
And God knows that we're not the same.
Amen.
When we came here, some of us were dry. Some of us were backslidden. Some of us have gotten to the end of everything. But we're going home refreshed and strengthened and renewed.
Amen.
It's because of you. We thank you for your walk with God. That is so thorough. That can help us find God in you. Please accept our gratitude. Accept our gratitude. It comes from the depth of our hearts. We're not trying to do anything, but just agree. We love you and we'll continue to love you.
Amen.
We thank you for coming and for ministering to us the way you've done.
Amen.
Our one prayer to God is that the Lord's anointing will continue to be on him as he goes to Canada and the other places.
Amen.
You know, as he travels, the enemy is like, where is he going next? The enemy of the truth is like, where is he going next? We must pray that he be protected.
Amen.
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 Because people like this, they are the target of the enemy. But unless we take the responsibility to cover him under the blood of Jesus, where the devil can do us no harm, we'll be exposing him to the enemy. So it is our responsibility, the churches that have gathered here, to pray that the Lord's anointing continues to be on our brother. It's our responsibility to pray that the Lord will continue to protect him, that a hedge be built around him so that no bullet can get to him.
Amen.
The Lord is his shield. We know. But we have to make sure that daily we reinforce that shield. So, Brother Theodore, we are very grateful you came. God bless your heart.
Amen.
We want to thank God for all of you who have come from various places. This one from California. You know, flying to California, like flying right back to Europe, right? It's far. Even though it's America, but it's far. So I want to thank you for taking them off. Taking permission from your job, taking permission from whoever you're under to come and be part of this convention. We want to confess that the convention has been really great and you will not regret it. Amen?
Amen.
Maybe you lost a couple of dollars, you know, for a time that you know, well, don't worry. God will bless you with many more dollars.
Amen.
Because the spiritual food is more important than the money. Amen?
Amen.
You can have your millions, but when you die, the Lord will require your life from you. Whatever from you. If you don't have him, you go to hell. If you have him, you go to heaven.
Amen.
And those dollars will still stay here. And some people will be dancing and be happy that you're gone. Right? So, my dear brethren, we thank you so much for coming from far and near. And we're very sure you enjoyed yourself. And you've been blessed. It's not just about enjoyment. It's about being blessed. Amen?
Amen.
Because we're not entertainers. You know, when you go to a film, you say, I've enjoyed myself. But when you come to God's presence, you come to be blessed. Amen?
Amen?
We must make a distinction, because there's a distinction between entertaining the crowd and the people are feeling happy and being blessed by God.
Amen.
I want to thank the little church in them. Hey, Sister Gina, yeah? Not yet. Unfortunately, we will close this meeting without her here, but she has been the brain behind all the juicy food you've been eating. She took the responsibility to do all the things that you come each time you find on the table. She's been there, Mary been there, Kim there, and Delilah and so on. But we want to say that we're grateful to all of you who helped in one way or the other. And even those who came from outside who also gave a helping hand, we want to say thank you for all your support. We want to thank God too for Brother Philip. Brother Philip, please, Brother, stand. Because you know, when the preacher is here, they see him, but they don't watch you. He is a great man.
Amen.
I'm not flattering him, but this man is a great man. I saw him helping brother take out his shoes when he was so tired. That was a great man. You know, there's small people, they're like, I cannot bend down, but he's a great man. And I beg you, he's in London and he's taking care of the churches in Europe and so on. It's important that when we're praying for Brother Theodore, we pray for him too. Amen. You'll be in Canada with him and so on. So, brother, I beg you, it is important to pray for him. Right now, while we wait for food to be put together, I want us to pray right now that the anointing of the Lord will continue to be on our two brethren who have come to minister to us.
Amen.
Let's pray together. Father, we pray in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. We ask, oh God, that the anointing of the Holy Spirit will continue to rest on our present, Lord, who have come, Lord, oh God, to minister to us. We beg you in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth, Lord, that you will anoint them, and fill them, and empower them for a greater ministry, Lord, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Oh God, we beg you, in Jesus' name. Amen. Let us pray for their protection. That the Lord will protect them and cover them, not only for today, but for eternity.
Amen.
That they will stay perpetually under God's protection. That the Lord will watch over their lives and protect and defend them even when they're sleeping. Amen.
Amen.
Let us pray, let's pray. Father, we pray, oh God, for our brethren. In the name of Jesus Christ, we ask, oh God, the Lord, you will protect our brethren. Protect them to the left, protect them to the right, protect them to the back, protect them to the front, protect them from above, protect them from beneath. In the name of Jesus Christ, oh God, we beg you, Lord. Oh, just cover them under the blood of Jesus so that they stay perpetually protected and perpetually covered. In the name of Jesus Christ. Oh God, do it in Jesus' name. Amen. Let's pray that those of us who have traveled, whether by air or by road or by whatever means you use, that the Lord will take you back safely. Amen.
Amen.
Just as He brought you, He will take you back safely. It's a confession.
Amen.
Just as He brought you safely, He will do what? He will take you back safely. Amen. Amen. But let us plead with our Lord that the Lord will do it for us. Let's pray. Father, we pray in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We ask, oh God, that you will protect our brethren. Oh God, just as you brought them here safely. Oh God, we pray that you will take them back safely in the name of Jesus Christ. Oh God, do it as only you can in Jesus' name. Amen. Let Brother had many, many friends. He had many, many friends. He had a capacity to make friends that is unusual. I don't know how he did it. Because I don't think I can keep 10 of them. But he just had that capacity. And he had such memory that sometimes I used to be afraid. Because he would tell you things so precisely. Now when God decides to use a man, He uses a man really well.
Amen.
One of His friends is here, and I want him to come and close this meeting in prayer. The Joseph have been very, very, very good to him and even to me. Every year they send us money to Durham to help the church. They send money to Cameroon to help the work there. It's not a joke. I'm not trying to advertise anything, but I'm just telling you the plain truth. They are Brazza's friends. When they came here, they said, they looked for me because Brazza couldn't, I was here. But Joseph come. So I want him to close the convention that God Himself has blessed.
Heavenly Father, our Lord Jesus Christ. Thank you, Lord, for enabling each one of us to come here. Lord Jesus, all of us came with an open heart. And Lord Jesus, we go back filled. Lord Jesus, thank you for every message each day that Brother Theodore gave us. First, to manage the small things before God gives us the big things. Lord Jesus, the simple things of family, to take care and love our spouses. Lord Jesus, these are things that you have commanded, but these are things that we at times come to know only when the anointed men of God, like Brother Theodore, teaches us, Lord. And Lord, the covenant that we have with you, enable us, Lord, to keep on obeying you. Lord Jesus, fill us, you mold us, you break us, you lead us, you guide us. And Lord, continue to have your hand upon each one of us, O Lord, as we walk with you. And Lord Jesus, you lead us and you guide us, Lord. Thank you for the compassion that you have on each one of us. Lord Jesus, as we grow in the knowledge and love of you, always be with us, Lord. Never let us leave your hand as you guide us. And Lord Jesus, we commit all the people who are in this church to grow in you spiritually. And Lord Jesus, continue to fill us, Lord. Lord Jesus, enable us to remember and fill our hearts with the words that Brother Theodore said. Love our enemies, Lord, even though it is there in the Bible. Lord Jesus, we forget it at times. Lord Jesus, let us not speak ill of anyone and continue to love each one of us, O Lord. We thank you for this opportunity and the grace that you have given us, Lord. Thank you for every blessing, big and small, that you give us, Lord. And never let us forget your manifold blessings. In thy name we pray. Amen.